It is the home stretch of the 3 o'clock hour on a Thursday. What do we usually do now? Oh, this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yes, it is the lightning round. We don't know if we're going up or down.
Well, that's new. That's a new one.
It is the lightning round, game 7-2-9.
Steve freestyling.
Wow. Off the cuff. Still waiting on the Tampa Bay Lightning to probably sponsor this so we could all get T-shirts or jerseys or something. That'd be fun.
Tampa Bay Lightning. I see what you did.
We need some sources in the Tampa Bay Lightning organization.
I would say of all the contacts we have, we are probably as far removed from the NHL. We are as far removed from an NHL franchise in Western Florida.
We could try.
As we possibly can. No.
Hey, the more you put it out there in the world, the better of a chance it has of happening.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Max
Scherzer joined one of the most exclusive clubs in baseball history. That's the 20 strikeout club. Only Kerry Wood and Roger Clemens have matched his feat in 9 innings. Randy Johnson and Tom Cheney have done it in 20, have got it with 20 and 21 respectively in games that went extra innings. Both Scherzer and Cheney struck out 5 different batters 3 times in their 20 plus strikeout performances. Cheney getting the advantage pitching all 16 innings against the Orioles in 1962. A, considering all of the power pitchers that are in baseball and the more batters want to swing for the fences rather than get on base, there will be someone that gets to 21 strikeouts in 9 innings pitched. B, pitch counts, health concerns, matchups, and other issues that cause managers to pull their starter will prevent someone from getting to 21. C, we saw Sheridan Hawkins strike out 4 in an inning. Maybe there's some way a pitcher could do that once or twice and still get the 21 strikeouts.
Well, it's just ridiculously rare. I mean, would they say 23 perfect games? And so there's been like 20, there's been 5 of these. I think that this is the kind of record, it's not a lifetime achievement record like Cy Young with 511 wins or Nolan Ryan's 5,700 strikeouts. I'm going to go with C. I just think somewhere out of their mind, maybe late in the season when a team expands the roster and is dead in the water and playing Triple A guys, somebody will get 21. I say C.
All right. We just heard the calls, and what is another blow to bringing the DH to the National League? Noah Syndergaard hit 2 home runs, drove in all 4 that he would need to get the win against the Dodgers. In a recent poll done by Public Policy Polling, only 25% of fans want the DH, while 65% say that all pitchers should hit for themselves. A, pitchers should hit. They are baseball players, and baseball players run, throw, catch, and hit just like everyone else. B, the DH can stay, but only in American League, so that players can sign there when they're 34 and live out the last of their playing days just hitting. C, as much as people love seeing Mad Bomb and Thor hitting bombs, injuries that happen to pitchers like Adam Wainwright, who tore his Achilles while running the bases, are going to bring the DH to the NL.
They're baseball players. Do a little run, do a little bunt, a little hit, a little catch, a little throw. A, all the way, forever. Etch it.
All right. The Blazers showed some great fight in the entire series against the Warriors, becoming the only team to beat them twice this season, regular and postseason. The way the Zers played is making many think that they're only one piece away, specifically a big man, from being able to match up even better with Golden State and the rest of the West. So here I go again with this one. A, that missing piece is Dwight Howard. He knows how to battle against the Warriors like he did in last year's Western Conference Finals, but not so much this year when the Rockets were an 8 seed. B, yes, the Zers are a big man away, but that big will not be Howard. He brings too much ego, and it's better if someone else wants to take that on. That being, you know, the ego of Howard. C, Portland has their big man in Myers Leonard. He just needs a little coaching and development to get the team to the next level.
What if I don't like any of those answers?
I don't know.
Because I don't think it's even possible that Howard is going to come here. He's kind of an attention whore. I think he'd rather go to a more prestigious, if that's a lack of a better word, franchise. I don't think the answer is Myers Leonard. So for the first time by default, because I so adamantly disagree with A and C, I'm going with B.
All right, then. The officiating in the NBA playoffs has been questionable so far. The NBA is being very transparent about the mistakes the refs are making, and it isn't making people feel any better about those mistakes. A, the transparency is great. It allows the NBA to publicly criticize their officials, hoping it can make the other officials better when they do a game. B, it sucks. There's no point reviewing a call, and then the next day, all it does is add fuel to the fire of anger fans over the bad calls. If you're going to fix a call, do it that night. C, no matter what the NBA does with their officials and transparency on calls, people are going to complain and whine about all the calls that go against their team and how if so-and-so was a superstar, he'd get a call like LeBron does.
Every single solitary team in every single sport has the officials, the networks, and America against them. We are a nation of whiners, and if we don't get our own way, it's never our fault, it's never our team's fault. It's the officials, it's the weather, it's the umps. This is an easy one. I'm going C.
And last one, because I feel like I have to do this today. Game 7 between the Sharks and Preds is tonight at the Tank. A, the home team has won every game so far this series. That trend continues. We'll see the Sharks against the Blues in the Western Conference Finals. B, the Preds did the exact same thing against Anaheim. They might as well break my heart and win Game 7 on the road. It's going to be Preds and Blues. C, my heart rate is all but guaranteed to be 110 beats a minute the entire night, and I take 10 years off the end of my life by the end of this game.
Things have a tendency to go to form. I think you caught a break when the Capitals blew it, because we've had this Caps East, Sharks West. Something tells me that they're going to break through and make the Western Conference Finals. So I'm going to go with San Jose, St. Louis in the West Finals. Let's mark down an A.
All right.
All right.
Glad you're feeling optimistic.
The only person that, well, I have no rooting interest, although Nashville, you really see the Predators. So I'm actually going to be rooting for the San Hizians tonight. So you got that going for you, and I don't know if that's very nice at all.